KFIZ News Time is 10:39, coming up on 10:40 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios here on this Tuesday. It's July 27th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you, and it's time for our monthly conversation with our friends over at UW Oshkosh. Of course, the three campuses of UW Oshkosh, including the UWO Fond du Lac campus, main campus in Oshkosh, and of course, UWO Fox City's campus. And we're joined by Chancellor Andy Leavitt for this month's conversation here on the program. Chancellor Leavitt, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, Spencer. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you taking some time, as always. And some interesting news coming out actually over the weekend to start from the UW system, but also yesterday from UW Oshkosh more specifically. It is vaccine incentive program. It's called Vax Up Titans. I've got the news release here in front of me. Once we start with that here this morning, tell us kind of the thought behind this this incentivization for vaccinations for UWO students.
Well, I'm delighted to. It's very important for us to have a successful fall semester that we get as many students vaccinated as possible, and we know that. We, of course, I think managed to navigate last year without any vaccine very successfully, but we know it'll be so much better in terms of not wearing masks and not observing social distancing if we can get as many students vaccinated. So this really is the brainchild of President Tommy Thompson, who wanted to really put some incentives on the table for students. So there's actually two layers to this cake. The first layer is coming from UW Oshkosh itself. We will have a series of scholarships, $1,000 scholarships, 10 of them, available that we will be giving out to students who can show proof of vaccination during the course of the early fall semester. In addition, as students are vaccinated or if they can show proof of vaccination, we have T-shirts and bucket hats and other giveaways that we want to use just to say thank you to the students for doing the right thing. So the big news then would be at the system level where if we make hit the mark of a 70% vaccination rate for UW Oshkosh and all three campuses, that would make our vaccinated students eligible for up to eight $7,000 scholarships, which really is remarkable and will do a great deal in terms of paying for school for the students in that fall. So there's a lot of incentive on the table here for us to work with our students to get them vaccinated. So couldn't be more pleased with President Thompson and his efforts and then how they piggyback on ours.
Yeah, it's really neat to, really incentivization of doing something that can help out not just your health, but the health of the community around you. And we've seen this obviously across the country with a lot of different, programs. There's, states that are offering, $1 million lotteries and stuff like that. Obviously at the university system, probably, not something that could be done there, but to offer students something that they could, definitely make some use out of. With a scholarship, that has to be, a way to hit home with them to show why it's important. Well, hey, if you want this opportunity to get a scholarship and to help with, paying for your schooling, here's a way you can do that, right?
Yes, absolutely. A large percentage of our faculty and staff are already vaccinated. We are concerned about students because the vaccination rate with 18 to 22-year-olds is still quite low. And I think that students in that time, it should be in that age group, still see themselves as somewhat indestructible, which may very well be the case, but they have to worry about the people who are around them, particularly if you have unvaccinated people back at your house and you are on a college campus and you travel back and forth. So it's very important for us to make sure all of the students get vaccinated, as many as we possibly can, not only to protect faculty, staff, and other students, but to protect the families and the other community members of these students as they travel back and forth between home and campus.
When it comes down to it, and we're talking with Chancellor Andy Leavitt from UW Oshkosh, I know we've spoken before about what the fall semester might look like, and obviously, as we are still in this pandemic, things can change, but we're hoping that it will be as normal as possible. And you folks at the university, too, are hoping that things will be as normal as possible here for the fall semester. Can you remind us not just for the Oshkosh campus, but for folks here at the Fond du Lac campus. What are things going to look like as they return to school here coming up here in just over a month?
Well, our plan is to have a full regular opening where we will have full undistanced classes along with deferring the mask requirement. We still require a mask for any person who has been who has not been vaccinated. That's still a mandate at the university. So if you've not been vaccinated, you are required to wear a mask. However, those students who are vaccinated don't need to wear a mask. And so this is our position moving into the semester, and we're very carefully monitoring the situation. We want to work, of course, with the Department of Health Services here in the state of Wisconsin, our own system, the local health departments in Fond du Lac County as well as the Winnebago County, along with the CDC to make sure that we have the best possible information. So if you are a residence hall student living on any of the three campuses, you will be required to be tested weekly if you are unvaccinated. If you can show proof of vaccination, then you won't need to be tested. So that's really an incentive for students to get vaccinated.
And one other question I didn't bring up with the vaccination incentive, the Vax Up Titans. This is for any student who has been vaccinated. Can someone who was vaccinated maybe, you know, in April or May, can they enter that that contest too, the incentive program too?
Absolutely. So we're asking students to go to a website, which they have been notified about, and to click on a button that basically states that I have been vaccinated. And then what will happen is that they will be entered into the drawing. If their name is drawn for any type of scholarship, they will be asked for proof of vaccination at that time. So that's the way we prefer to run it. That way it's going to be very simple for students to participate in this, and that's what we want to do is have broad participation.
Speaking of participation, the community is invited, I know, to come out and celebrate the sesquicentennial year of UW-Oshkosh, and you have a celebration coming up here in September.
Yes, this is a very important celebration for us. It's our community celebration, which will be on the UW-Oshkosh campus on September 12th, which is a Sunday, starting at 11 a.m., and it will be in the large grassy area on our older, more historic part of campus. I think anybody who's been on our campus knows that place well. It's where the science building, Halsey, is, and Swart, and other great buildings like that. We have checked the Packers' schedule. The Packers are out of town that day. They played the late afternoon game down in St. Louis. Excuse me, in New Orleans. Forgive me, they're playing the New Orleans team at that point, Saints. So we're going to have a great day. It's going to be lots of fun food. We'll have live bands. It's going to be something that's very festive, and this will celebrate the 150th anniversary of our first day of class.
Very cool. And boy, 150 years of you know, one of the great universities in our state. Being an alum, of course, I'm biased, but it should be a fun celebration. And I know there's still plenty of sesquicentennial stuff going on throughout the rest of the year. If people want to check it out, I know there's a website they can go to for that info, right?
Yes, there is. It's uwosh.edu/150.
Very, very good. Chancellor, anything we didn't cover this morning, any other highlights going on as we head towards a new school year you wanted folks to know about this morning?
Well, there's always lots to talk about, but that's probably enough for now. But look forward to our next opportunity to chat.
Excellent. We appreciate it. Thanks for your time. Chancellor Leavitt, have a great day.
Okay, have a good day. Thanks, Spencer.
Chancellor Andy Leavitt from UW-Oshkosh joining us here on KCAL.